Beloved, Christ is in our midst. On this fifth Sunday of Great Lent, we remember one of the great saints of the desert, Saint John, who lived at the monastery of St. Catherine's on Sinai, who authored the book called The Spiritual Ladder, or The Ladder of Divine Ascent. And he looked at the spiritual life and wrote this for his monks, showing them 30 rungs, 30 steps depicted in the icon that unite earth to heaven, that bring those who follow them from earth to heaven. And there's only one aspect I would like to look at, and it's on his 10th step, which is probably among the shortest of all the steps he lists. And interestingly enough, that step is called on slander. You know what slander is? It's when we tell a falsehood about somebody else, that we know something's not true, and we say it anyway. And St. John puts almost all of his sayings on this chapter on slander about judging others. He's saying that to judge someone is to slander them. Even if you're right, it's still wrong. It's still a falsehood. St. John tells us of the ladder that as you cannot mix fire and water, so you cannot mix judgment and repentance. Because we cannot see into the heart of another person. We can't even see into our own heart fully. Only God could do that because he made us. So he knows us better than we know ourselves. And St. John of the Ladder is telling us we can't pass judgment because only God sees into the inner person. Only God can judge. And he goes so far as to say, if you see someone sinning greatly on their deathbed, do not judge them. Someone committing a great sin as they're dying, St. John says, do not judge them. Because he says, people who have sinned greatly in the open have done greater good deeds in secret, so that the person who looks and judges, thinking they see the truth, instead have smoke in their eyes instead of sunshine. All judgment, St. John of the Ladder is telling us, is reserved to God. And Jesus tells us this too. When we judge someone, we're in effect telling God, get off your throne, I'm going to sit there now, and I'm going to pronounce judgment. I'm going to see what this person is doing, and I'm going to offer my judgment. And there's another story of the saints that talks about that very thing. That we are not to judge is one of the ways of salvation that we hear of in St. Basil's liturgy, where we tell God that he has shown us ways of salvation, because there are many ways. And one of the ways Christ himself tells us, judge not, and you will not be judged. So that even we might be sinning again and again, if we don't judge someone else, God will not judge us. Not judging bypasses every divine judgment if we do not judge another. Again, because we cannot know the depths of another person's heart. We may see on the outside and think we know, but we're fooling ourselves. Another one of the saints tells us that when we take God's commandments, when we take what we hear in Scripture, and as we read it or hear it, instead of thinking of ourselves, we think of somebody else. And we think this applies to that person. Or we see them in sin and say, look, this applies to them. That attitude is the death of our spiritual life. The death of our spiritual life. Because our spiritual life is not oriented to the outside, to look at others and to judge them. Our spiritual life is to turn into ourselves. Not even judging ourselves, but turning into ourselves because it is within us that we encounter Christ. As he himself tells us, the kingdom of God is within you. Saint Mark the monk is the one who tells us the person who is making spiritual effort, who is humble in heart, will read the scripture, will hear the scripture, and will apply it to himself or herself, never to the other person. Never to the one in front of us, behind us, to our left or our right, but to himself or herself. And that requires patience. It requires daily effort to train our eyes inward, not outward. It's so easy to be training our eyes, our spiritual eyes, outward. We have two eyes on our face, and we can look out and see everything and everyone around us. So it's easy for us to fall into applying the commandments to others. It's easy for us to judge others. But that's not the way Christ shows us. He shows us to look for him in our hidden heart. To look for him, the kingdom of God within us, to turn our eyes within us and apply everything he says in Scripture to ourselves, personally. That we hear his words, do not judge, and you will not be judged, and say, Jesus is talking to me, only to me. He's speaking as a friend to a friend, to me. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. This is how our life is to be, brothers and sisters. Not focused on other people, judging them harshly, looking into ourselves and not even judging ourselves. But looking into ourselves, inviting Christ in, opening our heart to him, our friend, the one who died for us, to let him live in us so that we can be like him, so that we can be him. Persons who do not judge, persons who do not condemn, persons who aren't simply forgiving, but persons who are forgiveness, because this is who God is, forgiveness. As we say the prayer of Ephrem, that third part, not only in Lent, even to say it during the year, Lord, grant me to see my own transgressions and not to judge my sister or my brother, but only to turn to you. Amen.